Welcome to the very first Creeps and Cocktails. Tonight I am making a tight snatch. So fill your shaker with ice. One jigger of vodka. One jigger of peach schnapps. I forgot the orange juice. Hang on. All right. Top off with some cranberry juice. Not too much. And the recipe says orange juice or pineapple juice. I've seen several. I have pineapple. All right. Then put on your leaky shaker and shake. And pour. And you got yourself a tight snatch. So everybody, enjoy your tight snatch. And sit back and listen to me talk about creeps. So, I think I just explained what Creeps and Cocktails is. It is going to be a podcast where we enjoy a beverage and where we talk about a creep. And what are we talking about today? Sex! Sex, 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 sex. And the men who demand it. Now, little disclaimer here that I have nothing against sex. I enjoy it very much. But I don't see why it has to be demanded upon you during the first 5 minutes that you meet somebody. I guess maybe I'm just old school where I think that, you know, maybe having a chat, having a coffee, having a drink with somebody and developing into not even a relationship, just developing into some sort of trust or mutual understanding. Before, hey, I want my cock to be in your vagina or mouth, or I've received it all. And as you can tell, this is probably not a podcast for youngsters. Not that they should be listening to the other one that I do either. But if you have youngsters in your room and if you haven't taken them out, this might be a good time. But to get back to the sex, I have had people... well, guys. I mean, I always hate to say guys because it's not only guys, but they're the ones that I'm looking for. That granted, I will also say that it is not on the most reputable sites. However, still, isn't it good behavior to maybe keep your dick in your pants before you meet them in person? But, well, I even have examples. See, while I was on COVID, I did decide to do a little research. And, wow, was I not disappointed. I have one guy. Now, I'm not going to say names because I don't know if they're fake or not. And, you know, well, to each his own. But, let's see. I told somebody I was getting a sub. And then they asked me what I was wearing. Sexy, can I see? What are you doing? Would you sit on my face? Now, come on. Is that appropriate? All right. I got another one from a 28-year-old. I'm doing air quotes. You can't see me because, again, don't know if these are real. Mom, I've been naughty. And sexy women, do you view, watch, cam, video call? I mean, I guess that's asking me a question, but still. Ah, my foot fetish. I had to say his. Do you enjoy having your feet worshipped? Do you want, I have a picture of me in a particular costume. And it said, do you want to get fucked in the costume? This is within 10 minutes of meeting him. All right. A whole bunch of asking me to be a sugar baby. There also seems to be a foot fetish going on these sites too. Are you really shy about your little feet? And there was also a lot of guys wanting to video themselves jacking off and wanting people to watch. I don't get that one. Somebody's going to have to explain that one to me. And, oh, yes, this guy. He is at right where I live, and he's close. And I was working at home, and he wants to make it an interesting work day. We met at 11:09, and he asked that at 12:46. So, And he is also looking for multiple women to have hookups with, and he hasn't been with anybody in 8 months. So, go figure. Might be that, you know, he wants to... Oh, and this guy. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to say his name. Alex the Great, 81. He had no picture, which already is a little skeevy. And every time... I gave him my phone number twice. He did not text me. And he wanted me to meet him somewhere. I forgot where. I think it was my house, actually. And I said, I don't invite people over until I get to know them. And I'm like, by the, you know, you seem a little skeevy anyways because no picture. And I gave you my phone number twice and you don't call or text. So I'm kind of thinking you're married. Well, guess what? It turned out he was. But he was looking for him and his wife were looking for a girl to play with. And when I said I'm not interested in couples, he said, oh, well, I could play by myself. And I'm like, no, you already kind of proven that you're also one of my favorites. This was actually from Match.com, a reputable one. He right off the bat, hey, baby. And then I guess I didn't answer right away. And then he put boo. Then I said, hello. And he said, you are so sexy, baby. And I said, thank you. But there's more to me than just looks. And, okay, never mind if you're one of those. Ha. One of who? Somebody with self-respect. And here's another one. This one I was actually about to meet, but he wanted to go out to dinner and then come back to my place for a movie and a cuddle. And I asked him, well, you know, what would we do at my house after a date? Knowing full well where it was going. And he said, you know, or we can get a hotel, because I told him also that I don't invite people over until I get to know them. And he wanted me to go to his place. And I said, I don't really do that. And I told him that this was a little too much. And he offered to get another hotel room. And I said, no, thank you. He also said that he was dominant in the bedroom and out of the bedroom, and he wanted to know where I was every minute of the day. Wonder how that would have gone. So, the reason for doing this type of thing is to just kind of point out bad behavior of these guys. And guys, if you are one of these people and you're listening, you know, I understand. You guys just, I'm not going to say you guys. Some people want to just hook up, and that's fine. You know, if that's what you want to do, then that's what you want to do. And just be honest with the person that you're, you know, hooking up with, and tell them what you want. But, you know, how about actually be a little bit of an adult while you do it? You know, like just strictly come out and say, look, I'm looking for a hookup, instead of just getting kind of gross and nasty about it. And lying and having innuendos, you know, just come out and say it. If you're proud and you want to have sex, just do it. There's nothing wrong with it. Just, yeah. But not with this girl. Because, you know, granted, kind of thinking the monogamy thing, I don't think it really does work. But you know what? Still, just it's so skeevy. Don't just expect that you're going to have sex. No. We owe you nothing. Just like you owe us nothing. And, you know, if you don't want to pay, then don't. I can perfectly pay for my own meal, and I'm sure other women can too. But, you know, just it would be nice if we all can just work together and kind of be nicer to each other and more respectful. Thank you.